It's 8:22. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin with a KERA special report. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says five officers were killed and 12 were injured during last night's sniper attacks in Dallas. Two civilians were also injured. KERA Stella Chavez joins us now. Stella, what's the latest we're hearing about last night's shootings?
Hi, Justin. Well, what we know is that Dallas police cornered one suspect in a parking garage. They tried to negotiate with him throughout the early morning hours and eventually had to bring in a robot to detonate a device or a bomb. And it was that device or that explosion, if you want to call it that, that ultimately killed the suspect. And there were reports that he had killed himself or shot himself in that. Not correct.
Here's Chief David Brown on how the suspect was killed.
And we tried to negotiate for several hours. Negotiations broke down. We had an exchange of gunfire with the suspect. We saw no other option but to use our bomb robot and place a device on its extension for it to detonate where the suspect was. Other options would have exposed our officers to grave danger.
The chief, Stella, also talked about how important it was to support the police.
Yes. I mean, he really stressed that, this is obviously a very tragic moment in Dallas. And, historically, the protests here in Dallas and the protests I've covered have been quite peaceful. Reports that I was seeing last night indicated that the police and the protesters were fine. There was no animosity. Then the shooting began.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings spoke moments ago. What did he say?
Well, he stressed again that, we need to all come together. He mentioned that there is going to be a prayer, an interfaith prayer gathering later today at noon at Thanksgiving Square in downtown Dallas, and that everyone, is invited to that.
Thanks so much, Stella.
Thank you.
Randy Biart took part in the protest and headed back to his room on an upper floor at the Crown Plaza Hotel. When he heard a commotion, he grabbed his video camera and headed to the balcony. He talked with KERA News' Stephen Becker.
All of a sudden, I heard, a pop, pop, pop outside and, recognized that it was gunfire. So I went outside to see if I could see what was going on and realized that I could see the shooter from El Centro College or hunkered down by El Centro College. So I ran back inside, grabbed my phone, and just started taking video.
So what did the person look like? Did you get a close enough look?
He was wearing what appeared to be a bulletproof vest, holding what looked like probably an AR-15 assault rifle. I mean, you could see the muzzle flashes coming off of his gun and, the bullets that were coming towards him bouncing off the concrete and stuff. It wasn't enough of a clear view to see, his face or what he really looked like or anything like that, but bulletproof vest is what it looked like.
And did it seem to you at the time that there was only one shooter, or was it hard to tell?
It looked at the time that there was only one shooter, but whenever the first shooter went down, the person who was running towards him, who I assumed was a police officer at the time because it looked like he was firing at him, after the first shooter went down, the second shooter started running over towards the other side of El Centro and started shooting at cops from his rifle, too. So I'm assuming at this point that he was an accomplice.
Okay, so more than one shooter then.
Yeah.
Most people, when they hear shots like that, would typically try and get far away. You heard the shots and decided to leave your hotel room and go check out what was going on. What made you decide to do that?
I don't know. There's no logical thing for it. My girlfriend was telling me to get inside, and I was just like, no, get my phone. I need to get video of this. You see something like that happening, and you don't know what it is that you might see from your perspective that might be able to help with something later on, or they can just get information to people. Like, when stuff like this happens, people need to see it. Law enforcement or just regular civilians, people all over the world need to see and know about this type of stuff. So I just, grabbed my phone and started shooting.
Randy, thanks for your time.
Thanks, man.
For the latest on streets closed during this continuing investigation, go to dallascitynews.net. Emotions were already high as hundreds of protesters marched through downtown Dallas last night, rallying against police shootings in Minnesota and across the country. Gunshots erupted. Police officers were hit. Many died. A mayor choked back tears. KERA's Bill Zeeble tries to sort through the emotions of an unprecedented night in Dallas history and perhaps American history.
By most counts, the march had largely ended. It was around 9 p.m., not completely dark. Rosser Montaigne, a marcher, described it as one of the most inspiring rallies he'd seen in Dallas.
The speakers were great and everything was peaceful and beautiful until the end of the march. I was near the front of the march. We were almost back to our starting point and linked in arms whenever I heard gunshots and everyone scattered and ran in all directions.
Montaigne said everything then turned chaotic. Lester John had just gotten off work.
Like, I heard one shot pop, and then I heard pop, pop. Then I start hearing gunshots just ringing off.
Quentin Williams came to see his girlfriend, who was in the march.
Man, I just heard gunshots. It had to be over 100. It had to be over 100.
We were marching.
Kathleen Miller is Williams' girlfriend.
I heard gunshots raining out, lots of gunshots, everybody running in every direction, trying to find a safe place to be.
For Miller, a night that had begun peacefully turned anything but.
It's really no instant feeling but survival. That's really it.
At a news conference after midnight, while one gunman holed up in a downtown garage, Dallas Police Chief David Brown said the suspects told negotiators,
The end is coming, and he's going to hurt and kill more of us, meaning law enforcement, and that there are bombs all over the place in this garage and in downtown.
At that hour, only four officers had died. Mayor Mike Rawlings was at once calm, shocked, and close to tears.
It is a heartbreaking morning to lose these four officers that proudly served our citizens. To say that our police officers put their life on the line every day is no hyperbole, ladies and gentlemen. It's a reality.
Rawlings said the city must come together, lock arms, and heal the wounds we all feel. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Mostly sunny skies for the day with highs in the upper 90s. Tonight should be partly cloudy with the low around 79. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 96. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, again, a low near 79. It's currently 80 degrees in Dallas, 80 in Fort Worth, 80 in Tyler, and 81 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30. This is KERA News.